Simply Done, the podcast network.
All right, we ready? Mole?
Ah.
Perry?
I am so hungry. I am so hungry.
Scaremaster's starving. Are we starting the show?
Yeah, we're right now.
Okay. I'm not going to mess it up this time.
All right. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios. At a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. I'm your buddy and pal, Don Barris.
I'm Mole.
Is that your name? I hope so. I'm Scary Perry. Carabello. Wow.
You start out the show in a funny way again. Hey, I'd like to welcome as our sound engineer today, JP. And... they see, like right there, he was a little slow getting it out, but not a big deal.
Hey, you know what? Like all our sound engineers, it's his first week.
Yeah.
Like them all.
What?
Like them all.
You like them all.
Like them all.
Well, anyway, welcome. It is our Halloween show. Halloween's coming up Monday. I came today as I'm Terry Contractor, the contractor. I've got a hammer, a hard hat, a shirt. Mole, what'd you come as?
I'm ketchup.
Yeah, and you're dressed as Heinz ketchup.
You know, because when it's like, this fucking dude's like, you get hamburgers, like, can we get some ketchup also in those and fries?
I don't know
that dude.
Means. What's the matter, Mole? What is that thing?
He's
you have something.
Catch
there's,
up.
There's something in his ketchup that really's got him going.
Hey, you know the difference between ketchup and catsup?
What?
Catsup sucks.
There is a difference. There's the one spelled C-A-T, and there's the one K-E-T. What is the difference?
Why isn't Scaremaster dressed up?
Because I just got done skateboarding. No,
I thought you could be the baby guy at least, man.
Dude, oh, please. You know,
it's a
you know
show.
What?
It's show business.
Absolutely.
It's supposed to be entertaining to people.
I just
you do things. You put on.
What did
stuff.
You do today?
I just got out of the courtroom.
Got out of
dude.
Another excuse, as usual. It's all.
Oh, it's time for Perry's court. Da 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 da.
Always, you gotta go through this. What happened today?
We had the date transfer. You know, not
well.
Transfer.
What happened? You didn't. You just went in there and they said date transfer.
No.
The following court incidents have happened to Scaremaster in the last day. We join him now in Perry's court.
Before we get to that, let me ask you this. On your, you have a Heinz ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay. And around it, it looks like a hanger with some kind of jewel hanging from it.
No, it's a blinking pumpkin head key fob for safety so the cars can't hit you. And it's wrapped around with
so do you trick or treat?
It's wrapped around the dry cleaning hanger.
Do you still trick or treat?
Yeah, he and all of his kids.
He doesn't have any kids.
Sure he does. All them YMCA nuts.
Do you go to the YMCA?
Sometimes. I like to work out with the kids and take them trick-or-treating.
I guess you do.
Yes, I thought I would get him on that one.
That might be the first time you've ever been right.
Hey, wait, how did you know I take those kids out the Y trick-or-treating?
It was just a wild guess.
But back to you, Perry. Why no costume? Today's your big Halloween show.
Because
why?
Oh, please. Don't even ask. Don't even get into it. You know, being an Associate of Jehovah's Witnesses, we don't celebrate holidays.
But don't they celebrate Halloween?
No.
I thought that they were kind of
the only holiday we celebrate is the death of Jesus Christ.
And what day
is
that?
Oh, that's sick, dude. That's just sick,
it's
man.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah, but you know what? You're like, he's dead. That's just not cool. What
it's
kind of religion,
Ray,
what
the
kind
Savior's
of religion is
dead.
That? Wow, man.
That's not
wow.
It's in the Bible because that's the date that it was supposed to be celebrated.
And what day is that?
I don't remember the date exactly.
So the only day that you celebrate, you've forgotten that day.
I don't remember it in my brain.
Quick, Mole, ask me when Christmas is.
When is Christmas, Dan?
December 25th.
That's Christmas.
Nice.
When's April Fool's Day, Mole?
Right, is this going to be a trick?
No, it's not a trick. April Fool's Day, the date that it is every year.
April 1st.
April 1st is right.
That was the date that I was thrown out of
you know the 4th of July is?
The
4th
April
of July.
Fool's Day.
God, you're good too, man.
New Year's Day.
Exactly.
What day's New Year's Day?
Then.
What day?
We're going to party. What are we doing for New Year's this year?
I party like it's 1999. You know what?
Now what day is New Year's Day? Come on, Mole, tell him what day New Year's Day is.
1999 was when my house.
No, tell him what day New Year's Day is.
It's so funny. If you remember when the Prince 1999 song came out, it was like, wow, that's the future. Now it's nostalgia.
I know. Now it's like what that is.
Well, anyway, thanks for ruining Halloween like you ruin everything else,
yeah,
Perry.
I love everything, don't I?
Well, you kind of do. This is kind of a new segment for us. This is what are they saying on the internet? And this is where we kind of look in, see what they're saying on Facebook.
They say Gaddafi died.
What?
Gaddafi?
That has nothing Gaddafi to do with died? Our show.
Sure.
No. Yeah, that was like a week ago.
Right. He got shot in the kneecaps. They shot him in the head.
Wow, you're just you're like a regular CNN guy.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with us.
All right.
We're talking about what they say about us on the internet.
Oh, you're talking about Gaddafi or Rucka Rucka Ali, who's going to be dead like Gaddafi.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. You just made a death threat over the podcast waves.
Which is illegal, first of all, so you could be arrested.
Rucka Rucka.
Oh, God.
Plus, the other thing. Don't you know when to stop on anything?
Finally, you had the Nucka Nation distracted by what they did with Gaddafi.
How many morons Nucka are in Nucka Nation? How many morons are associated with this?
We don't know. I don't know.
What is it, a high school, a junior high school, an elementary school?
The
YMCA.
How about we like to say the leaders of
Michigan, huh?
All right, so
tomorrow.
Detroit's the one-time murder capital of the world. You want to fuck with people from Detroit? D-Town is like
I'm not going to fuck with nobody from Detroit.
Okay, so why don't you just apologize to Nucka Nation and to
I'm not
Rucka
apologizing
Rucka.
To Nucka Nation. As soon as he writes a nice song about me, rather than saying that, Scary Perry's got AIDS, fuck him.
Well, you're saying if he wrote like a love song about you, like an acoustic?
I'm not saying he needs to write a love song.
Well, but
about
you know
what?
You said something nice.
But he's
nice.
A rapper.
Nice.
He's a rapper.
Song.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet there's some side of him that could bust out some kind of slow jam.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's what we should do. We should offer a challenge to the people out there. If anybody can write a song,
a love song. For Scaremaster. Valentine's Day's coming up.
That'd be cool.
All right, so
I'll be looking forward to hearing something nice about me.
Yeah, well, that'd be cool.
Rather than
hard.
Something making it look like I got AIDS.
Well, he also made you look gay, so
that
combination.
Too.
Yeah, well, you dissed him.
Why should I even want to have anything to do with the son of a bitch?
I would say this. The smart thing to do is to apologize to him.
I apologize to every moron that's associated with you. Why? What did I do?
He's not associated with me. He's a fan of the show.
He's a fan of the show.
Wait a minute. We're going through with the Perry changing of the glasses. This should take about 20 minutes.
Yeah, because my eyes are...
Oh, wow. Look, he's put on the smart glasses.
He doesn't look smart. Are you blind?
Yeah, I'm going that route.
Oh, that's too bad.
It sucks.
Well, have you ever heard the saying, you catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar?
Nope.
That's a saying that a lot of people... What do you think that means?
Yeah, you do catch...
Shut up, Perry. What do you think that means, Mole?
You catch more what?
You catch more bees with honey than you do vinegar.
Oh, if someone's asleep and you put it all over them?
Okay, no. Do you know, Perry, do you know what that saying means?
When you're, for example, if you're a bee, bees attract honey. They stay away from vinegar. So you catch more people when you're a nice person
than
you are when you're a mean person.
Yeah, and so what happens? If you were nice to Rucka Rucka Ali and Nucka Nation...
If you were nice to me, Mr. Barris...
I'm not nice to you, you piece of shit, you fucking scumbag.
Piece of shit, negative. Scumbag, negative.
But you know how he means it, Scaremaster.
Yeah, like you're a piece of shit and a scumbag. That's exactly how I mean it.
Yeah, see, he expects me to be a polite person... How about my friend from Redondo Beach that wants to get all three with us?
Wait a minute. Oh, I'd like to hear this. What's this about?
Rocco. Rocco Bellini. You know who Rocco Bellini is.
Rocco Bellini
from Redondo Beach.
Does he have any raps?
She.
It's a girl?
Yes, Rocco Bellini. She's a sweetheart.
Ooh.
That's the Italian chick from Redondo Beach.
What's she look like?
She's gorgeous.
Like,
she's on the internet. She's on Facebook.
Describe her to us.
She's got dark hair.
Getting in the guy,
Doc. Got a hot body.
Oh, you know what we should do?
Rocco Bellini asked me on her show, and then she says, let me finish, please.
We're waiting.
Okay, she asked
me. Tell about what happened with Rocco Bellini, though.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Tell us.
She asked me on this. Shut up, motherfucker.
Come on, Perry, just tell us.
Okay, we want to know about Rocco Bellini.
Just get to the point, Perry.
Tell this piece of shit to shut his fucking mouth.
I'm just waiting here. You're just like
I'm trying to tell Rocco Bellini.
Tell the Rocco story. What I'm interested in is the Rocco story. If you can tell me.
Rocco Bellini from Redondo Beach.
And what did she say?
What happened with the girl?
I'm confused.
What happened?
Why don't you get to the point?
Tell that guy to shut his fucking mouth.
How can he do that?
What did I do?
I don't know, Mole.
Mole,
I started asking him about Rocco Bellini from Redondo.
We're all trying to do Rocco from Redondo.
Exactly. She's from Redondo.
Rocco Ali from Redondo.
She wanted to do the show. Rocco Ali. It's Rocco Bellini.
We're going to call her Rocco Ali.
No.
Imagine Rocco Bellini and Rocco. Wow. If those guys got married, she could be Rocco.
Wow.
Rocco.
Okay, what's the point?
Rocco.
What did she say?
She text messaged me and she asked me on the show. On her show.
Yeah.
And
where's your show located?
I don't remember. It's, hold on, let me.
Oh, don't just t- just if
it's,
you don't know.
It's down there in that neck of the woods.
But where will we hold have on. To go?
Probably to the studio or to the nightclub.
To the nightclub.
I believe it's at the nightclub.
Where's the nightclub?
Hold on.
Come on, Perry. Just
The Glam Pad is the name of her show.
The what?
The Glam Pad. G-L-A-M Pad.
What is it about?
She just started it 2 months ago, she said.
Yeah.
And I guess it's at her house or at the at some studio.
She wanted you to come over to make out.
But she's got a boyfriend, and I'm going to respect her boyfriend.
I don't respect anybody that's got a boyfriend.
Anyway, that's as hot as she is. Yeah, she's a hot chick. Hot beach babe, like my Orange County. Redondo Beach babe.
You know what? Maybe what we'll do is we'll invite her to come here. She can record her show here with us.
Yeah, there we go.
And we can give her a tape and she can do
it. Hold on, let me text her.
No, don't. Okay. You can do it later.
I'll do it after the show.
That's probably a good thing to think.
That's what we should do is get her on this show.
No, not on this show. We don't bring her on this show, do we?
We should all go on her show.
Yeah, but
let's all go on her show and then she can come on this show.
Here's what she should do. One day she should come up here. She does our show as a guest.
And then we go on her show as a guest.
And then we sit here and we do her show. And we can record it for her and she can take it from us.
Right.
What are we doing now?
I think we're doing our show right now.
Yeah.
And you know what time it is? Because it's Halloween. It's the time that the ghouls and goblins come out. It's time once again for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. I'm going to talk about the
dead ladies.
Skeletons of women. Well, here we are. It's just three guys sitting around talking about the ladies. It's Guy Talk Halloween's edition.
Whoa. Hey, Perry, tell about that one time that you about all those dead ladies that you made love with.
You know what? It's very funny.
Sheba.
Like within a year after
you
they
killed
fought.
Her.
I killed her? I didn't kill her.
She died of some disease.
She died
of some sexual disease. You didn't know.
Died of some sexual disease.
And she had said that you were the only one that she had made love to in the last 5 years.
5 years?
That's what she said before she died. Oh.
Sexual dementia.
That's such a crock of shit.
What did you give her?
What I give her?
Has anyone else died that you've ever had sex with?
No one has ever died that I've ever made love to.
Except Sheba.
It's not my fault.
Do you think the reason that you never get sex from any women is because of the fact, the rumor about Sheba dying from your sexual encounter with her?
Let me explain something to you.
Alrighty.
When it comes to having sex with women, I'm extremely picky.
Really?
The last woman that I've had sex with has been over a year now, because Linda has been in Florida for over a year now. I shipped her off to Florida in September.
You shipped her off. That means you sent her, paid for her to go.
I didn't pay for her to go.
So you lied.
But she, meaning that I drove her to the airport when she went, to Florida.
Drove her to the airport.
Drove the airport into her death.
She's not dead. She got
Can you prove that she's still alive?
She married somebody.
Yeah, that's what you say.
That's what she told me when I spoke with her, and that was the last time we spoke.
Do you think that she said she was married just to keep you away from her?
I doubt it, because I know...
But probably, right?
That's...
Do you think a lot of girls lie to you?
Do I think a lot of girls lie to me?
Thank you.
Well, at least you're honest. Anyway, so now... This is really kind of a...
Oh, tell a scary story, Dan.
Yeah, but we're in the middle of guy talking.
Scary lady story.
Okay.
How about those chicks at the comedy store?
Ooh, yeah.
That you're always hitting on that always push you away.
Ooh.
Nobody, first of all. Nobody ever...
See, you're laughing, and that's why it's so...
No, ooh, look how scary.
Look at that. He's laughing like crazy.
Because Mary Jane's laughing, because she knows that's not true. Right,
she
Mary
knows
Jane?
It is true.
Mary Jane?
He gets kissed and spanked on a regular basis, and then he has to retire the... Not by me. By those girls you're talking about.
Oh, those
Mary
girls,
Jane, prove to him. Do I ever come on to women over at the comedy store?
Only on your stage character.
Oh, so since you've been around, he's not coming on to anybody.
On stage, he flirts.
Okay.
But he's a one-lady dude.
And they reciprocate.
Well,
he's a one guy gal.
So they don't turn me down, you know. I think.
So they fornicate with him.
Okay, so Perry.
Is that on stage?
By the
or
way,
or
that's Mary
stage?
Jane, our producer. Give Mary Jane a nice hand.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Thank you. On stage, Perry.
Okay, now it's only on stage.
Yeah.
Because I remember years ago before you were around, it was backstage.
How was it?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay.
Tell me some things about backstage.
Yeah, what happened?
I'd like to hear this.
It sounds scary.
I've got a great scary girl story.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking way back
before
Mary.
Ciro's the most haunted place in all of West Hollywood, the comedy store.
That is the most haunted place.
I know
place
it is. So tell us a Don Barra's story backstage at the most haunted place in all of West Hollywood, the comedy store.
God, how many stories can I think of?
Well, think of one. That would be good.
Shuffle them all and put every one of them on the side except
Mole,
for
I got a little side bet. I'll bet she doesn't have one. Go on.
I just can't remember her name. That's the problem. Oh, Karen. Wait a second.
Karen what?
Wyeth?
Oh, Karen Wyeth. Yes, what about Karen Wyeth?
The time that she raped you backstage?
She never raped me backstage.
What happened to Karen Wyeth?
And then she said, and then you were almost homeless, and you asked her if you would allow her, or excuse me, you were almost homeless back in those days because you were
Perry. Where are you?
You have her on the show.
You were
a big
evicted
fan.
from an apartment complex. This is like back in the early 90s.
But I never asked her to do anything. You're making something up.
I believe she said that she'll let you stay at her house.
No, that's not true at all.
Or you asked for her to allow you to stay at her place for a little while.
I think that you're completely lying.
Do you want to make love?
All right, here I go. You ready for a scary story?
Yep.
All right.
One time I was with this girl at the comedy store. This is maybe 1994.
Two years after we met. Because we met in 92.
Well, that... Okay. Anyway, so I'm at the comedy store. I take this girl into the bar. I order a drink for her and a nice water for me. Now, for some reason, I start counting the napkins. They had a pile right by the bartender. I count 163 napkins. Nobody touched anything. I counted them again. There was 160.
Where did the three go?
Where did they go?
I don't know.
Did somebody use them through their nose or something?
I don't think so. I didn't see that.
They took them and they put them in pocket for later
I didn't see
anybody. They wiped their mouth with them?
I don't know. It was just supposed to be a scary story.
Weird.
Do you have any scary stories? With girls, because this is, it's got to involve a girl, because we're in the middle of guy talk. And by the way, there was a guy that got in touch with me on the internet. He said the last time that we did guy talk, 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
we never played the theme at the end.
Whoa, so we're still been in guy talk this whole
time?
So
in his world, we're still in guy talk.
Well, we already did the opening again, so like we're 1.5 times in guy talk. Do we have to play the ending twice?
I think we should.
Okay.
Well, that was guy talk.
Oh yeah,
you got another.
It's guy talk.
We got a fork by you.
Hey, you
got
to play it again, dude. You got to double up there.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and so for the guy talk from 2 weeks ago that we never closed out, that was guy talk.
Oh yeah, it's guy talk.
This one's not scary.
No, it's not meant to be. Oh, wait a minute. Is that a phone call coming
Hello,
in?
Hello, and tricks or treats.
Hey, oh, Jake, you hey, wake up.
Listen, I won't lie to you. I'm more than a little bit miffed.
Why are you mad?
Well, because I had my yacht all debarnacled and deloused for the big three, and the captain is sitting on the dock like a sad man in a Cracker Jack costume. My idea, by the way.
Perry had court today. Court
I was in court this morning.
Listen, I should have figured as much. Listen, Perry, it's time to leave behind litigious things and get on with your life, Scaremaster.
Well,
anywho, I'm upset, and so no joke.
Oh, come on.
It's Halloween. Come on, John.
Joe, I can't stay mad at the two of you. Here goes. What is it that ghost pandas eat?
Bamboo.
Right you are, Mo.
Do one more.
I don't know.
Highly unusual, one more, but all right. What kind of pants do ghosts wear?
Boo jeans! Hit me again!
I'd rather hit this crack pipe. But
what?
How about this? How about let's let Perry answer one, all right?
All right, Perry, let's see what you can do.
Where did the ghost go on vacation? Come on, Scaremaster.
Come on, dude. The Bahamas!
Where did he go on vacation?
Yeah, the Bahamas.
I grow bored with this. I'm off to lure costumed children to my front door. Toodles!
What's shitty is Mole gives the answer and then you give the exact same answer.
Yeah. Well, what did you want me to say?
Well, what I'm saying is this, is you took Mole's fucking idea.
It was the Bahamas.
Mole gave it to me, that's why.
Well, Mole gave it to you, but everyone else
heard
him give
it to you. I would like to give you some jokes, Scaremaster. Punch up the new routine.
Yeah, I need some.
Okay, what do you want to do some jokes on?
Why don't you do something about your receding hairline?
My receding hairline?
Here's a joke. Hey, like everybody, look at my head. I'm fucking going bald.
That's a setup. Where's the punch? It's not a punch. That's ridiculous.
Let's have a punch, Scaremaster. Something about the hat.
No, something about the hair.
Something about Reseda Boulevard.
Oh, Christ. Why do
Right there. I think we just wrote it.
Say, I live at 7722 Reseda. That's
that
not
better
my address.
Be pulled out of this fucking.
That's not my address. That's the number of hair follicles I got.
Thank you.
All right, some good jokes for you.
Okay, this is just bugging me.
What's the matter? You?
Everything.
You had court today.
Yeah.
How'd that? I got something to cheer us up. Tricks or treats? I brought presents. Look.
You're always bringing presents. I always wish I had the money.
I brought candy corn.
All right.
Let's see how much candy corn he can
eat. I'm not going to eat candy corn.
To get all the $10 shout-outs.
I'm not eating candy corn.
Right.
When's the last time you had it?
What?
Try one.
I said no.
Hey, try it again for the first time.
This is poison.
How's that poison?
It's poison in my system.
Why?
Because it's shit.
Why?
All the crap. Because of all the sugar in that garbage.
Okay, look.
It's garbage.
That is a pumpkin. Okay, that's a pumpkin.
It's not a pumpkin. It's garbage.
You can have one of them just because it's the season.
I have an idea. This next segment we do, is something where you, the home audience, can get involved. It's a place where you can say hi to us through our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Before you give them the bag, now we have two $10 shout outs here. I'll read this first one.
Okay.
Ooh, this first one is from the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dear Big Three,
uh-oh,
it has recently been brought up to the Guild's attention anonymously by Bowers, Coast, and Fisher.
Okay.
That one of your members gained access to Guild membership through questionable means. On your podcast broadcast, October 7th, 2011, Mr. Caramello stated that he received SAG waivers by fellationing extra casting agent director Randy Callahan. We at the Guild taking measures to find Mr. Callahan over the issue. As far as Mr. Caramello, though, he gained membership through illegal means. He has and has been a member in good standing for almost 20 years. We at the Guild do, however, request that any time the Callahan incident is raised on the Big Three podcast, that Mr. Caramello must, and they not only did they capitalize must, but they put it in bold print, state the following disclaimer, or you'll be fined and terminated from the Screen Actors Guild. All right, why don't you just read this right now? This is coming from M. Gilbert, the president of the Screen Actors Guild. So right there where it says, hi, kids.
Hi, kids. Perry here. Membership of the Screen Actors Guild is a serious issue. Please note that access cannot be gained by seducing men into fellatio as I did. It is a mistake that I regret on a day-to-day basis. Mind you, it is not due to my sexual orientation, but due to my lack of respect towards the Guild. Thank you for your time, Big Three.
Okay, I think you did what he wanted. All right, we have another one here. Mo, you want to read this one?
Yeah, before we do this, should we see how much candy corn?
Well, I have an idea what we're going to do after.
There's a bunch of cash right there.
Right. I see $50 so far. Is it another long one?
Yeah.
Guys, doing the $10 shout out, you got to kind of.
This is someone saying is a big fan of the Big Three podcast. I was distraught when Perry Caramello announced on Rucka Rucka his latest hit song that he had contracted HIV. This came as quite a shock. While Perry's claimed that he practices safe sex with all his male partners, I understand how as many male partners as he's had.
Male partners?
Slip up may have occurred, but I am not here to judge Perry, but offer him help with his $10 shout out. I know Perry's low on money and proper HIV medication can cost tens of thousands of dollars a year.
What?
I want to help him with this great financial burden. I've started a website called localdrugsearch.com that allows people to compare prices of prescription drugs to local reputable pharmacies. It also provides links to financial support programs from pharmaceutical companies for AIDS patients like Perry.
I don't have AIDS, never will have AIDS, will not be sexually involved with a male ever.
Again.
This could save Perry thousands of dollars each year on his HIV drugs. Perry is taken care of by being able to save so much money from my site. But I want to be fair to Dan and Maul and give each of them a $10 shout out. Sweet. Hang in there, Perry. My thoughts and prayers go out to you, Cookie Caramel, and the rest of the Caramel family during this difficult time.
Oh,
Big
God.
Three, Mike Tedasco, CEO of localdrugsearch.com. Wow, and look, he's got his logo up there for Local Drug Search. From Santa Clara. That's really nice of him. Scare Master Man, how are you going to get the money to pay for the pharmaceuticals you need for your HIV care?
I don't have HIV, you faggots.
Why is it in the song?
Because
then?
What do you mean, why is it in the song? Because it's all bullshit.
Really?
All right, how many candy pumpkins can I throw in your mouth?
You know, I'm being so ridiculed and so criticized and so
You're being criticized.
And so ripped off. It's disgusting. Disgusting.
Why? I don't get it.
First off, I'm broker than shit. I never get paid any money.
That's because you spend all your time in court and not working.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, shut the fuck up about this goddamn drug thing.
I'm talking about for me.
Yeah, you're fucking pissing me off.
Who is?
He is. You are.
How am I pissing you off?
What the fuck did I fucking do? I did nothing.
Yeah, fucking pricks. If you break that mic.
I was just wondering about me. If I get a job over there, are they going to make me pee in a cup or something?
That's all he asked, and then you screamed.
I want him to cut my hair. I'll pee in a cup, but I want him to cut my hair.
All right, we're going to get to these candies in just one second. Because we haven't closed out the $10 shout out yet. I do want to ask you one thing. You're going to get your neck operated on again.
Yes.
When are you doing that?
Sometime in the beginning of November, between the 5th and the 10th.
Now, what do they say about the second operation of a neck operation?
It's like the sequel. It's going to be really good. We're going to be back there. Who visited you the first time for neck surgery one?
You guys did.
Right.
Thank you.
And who was the ones who saw that guy coming out of your room when you were unconscious, buckling his pants up?
Oh, yeah. The nurse.
That guy nurse.
What about him?
He had a big smile on his face. When he saw us come in, he acted like he had done something wrong.
You guys are weird.
And you're not.
No, I'm not weird like you guys are. No, I don't think the way you perverts do. He's a male nurse.
Yeah, but he's buckling his pants up. And don't call us
perverts.
He
wasn't buckling his pants up.
If you
he's tying the string, whatever you want to call it.
And he had a smile, and when he saw us, that smile turned into like...
He went like this. He went on his lips, and then on each of Dan's and my lips.
Sure, sure.
He took both his fingers, his next fingers, and he put it on my lips and Dan's lips. And went, shh.
And whatever that taste was on his finger tasted salty.
Bullshit.
All right, well, listen, let's get back to this $10 shout-out, because what we have here today is we have $50 in shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we split this three ways, but before we split it, how would you like to get this entire $50, as Mole said?
That sounds great. Wait, who are you talking to?
Well, I'm not... Maybe we can give it to you.
Oh!
Or maybe I'll take it.
Oh!
Or, quite possibly, Perry.
Ooh.
That would be nice.
All right, so how do you want to do this? Do you want to split it three ways? Or do you want it all to yourself?
I think Scaremaster should get a chance to win it all.
All right, here you go. This is a half a bag of candy corn.
Scaremaster.
I'll give him 90 seconds. Can I give him 90 seconds?
You get this for that show on TV, that YouTube.
Give me the bag. I'll finish the motherfucker.
Okay, let's see.
Now, do you want to do this, Perry?
Sure. I need that money.
All right, tell me when you're ready to go. And when I say go, we'll do it.
Go.
Do you know that candy corn isn't actually real corn, Dan?
I did not know that.
And you know also?
What?
Corn nuts is corn.
Corn nuts is corn?
Corn nuts is corn. You know what corn came up from?
The Indians.
Yeah, the Indians. To Central America.
Okay, we're at 30 seconds.
You know where the word corny comes from?
Where does the word
from
corny
corn.
Come from? I did not
and
know
corn
that.
Cornholing.
He might do this. He might do this. $50. $50
you know
he
what?
Could get.
There's a couple last ones on the table. See if he takes all those. Give him all the money.
No. All right. Well, let's see what we got here.
See if he can do it. If he can do all that.
1 minute. You got 30 seconds left.
He's doing pretty good.
I got to tell you, his determination on this is much better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because you know what? Before, you know, Scaremaster doesn't always come in with a good attitude, but he always turns it around.
With candy corn right now.
Halfway through the show, he's always able to turn that out.
He has 20 seconds left. 20 seconds left.
Show him, Scaremaster.
Come on, do it. 10, 15 seconds. Oh, I don't think he's going to do it after all. I really thought he had this.
Whoa, look at that handful. Hey.
And
give him 10 seconds. Give him 10 more
seconds.
10 seconds?
Okay.
15. Give him 15. He deserves 15.
15 seconds. Go.
He's so close. Show Mary Jane that handful.
Put him by your mouth. Show him shoving it in your mouth. Okay. And.
He's getting it. He's getting it. Give him 10 seconds.
10 more seconds? All right.
Oh, my
Five,
God. I didn't know he could eat those so.
Four, three,
give
two.
Give him 10 seconds. It's only fair, man.
10 seconds.
He's on the big three. He's the biggest. He's the heart of the
ten
big
more
three.
Seconds.
He's not 10
more seconds.
Give him 15 more 15. Seconds.
All right, 15. Go.
15 more seconds. Let him. I say give him 20 more seconds. He's the heart of the big three, man. Let him do what he needs to do. He's nailing this thing. He's got this. He's got
All
it.
All right, I'll give him 20
Show
more
Mary
seconds.
Jane. Show him to Mary Jane.
All right, 3, 2.
No way. He can't. Oh, my God. He really? Wow, he's doing it. He's really doing it.
All right,
it.
But there it is. Should I give him more time?
I think he's got to definitely have he's not done yet.
Well, it's a little unfair. We're going over 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Should I stop? How much time should I give him?
Chowing handfuls.
How much
of
more
candy
should I give him?
How much more candy corn do you got?
Well, actually, I was talking about time. How much time should I give him?
Scaremaster, how much more time do you need?
Another 2 minutes.
Another.
No,
okay.
Okay, that means 1 minute. You got 1 minute.
Okay, we got 1 minute. And then we gotta stop at the minute mark. 50 seconds. 50 seconds. Come on, Perry. Do it for your daughter.
Can I get some more water?
No.
Long time ago, there was a little boy who loved candy corn named Scary Perry.
The Scaremaster, as he was known throughout the land. 20 seconds left. Does he do it? I don't think he's... 15 seconds left. All right, here we go. Count it down. 10, 9, 8, 9. 7. What?
8, 9. What did
you say?
10.
No, no, no. Go
11,
backwards. 10.
7.
9. 8.
7.
7
6. Go, Scaremaster.
5.
4. The leopard skin's really going to hide a lot of this inevitable stain.
I'm glad this
studio. This story's going to be really scary for whoever he takes his car to get cleaned.
Okay, and all right. Okay, time. Let's see your mouth. Is it open? Is it all gone? Okay, he doesn't get the. He doesn't get it. Well, it was a good try.
He came close, man.
He really did. Well, let's split this. $50. We'll split it three ways. I'm not very good at this. You take 20.
Oh, bullshit!
I take 20. Well, that means there's only 10 left.
Bullshit!
You have change, Scaremaster?
What's the matter?
Tell me, Mom. Pay me back.
Well, for what?
I'm done. I ate them all.
No,
no
these.
You didn't. You're still chewing them.
I ate them all. Fuck that.
In all fairness, you really think you deserve this?
You're goddamn right.
I said 90 seconds. You went about 4 minutes.
And
you
were
still...
also the one who kept saying that you love candy corn when I broke them out. You're like, I love that stuff. I can eat
I
that stuff forever.
I don't love candy corn. I really can't stand candy corn.
Well, why'd
you
eat
a half
you
bag
ate a whole
of,
lot
it.
Of it?
Yeah, you really did.
Because I'm good. Right. I'm dying for $50.
All right, I'll ask Mole.
I'm dying for fucking 50 bucks, and I mean, I'm struggling like a motherfucker. You're rich, and
yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I was rich until I donated most of my remaining money to your presidential campaign.
Yeah,
and by
that
the
is
way,
true, Perry.
Where do I get a thank you or anything from
nothing.
You?
Nothing. He hasn't done anything to thank you or
my
anything
presidential
like that.
Campaign.
Yes,
I'm not running
Perry
for president.
Yeah, I sent
That's
the checks
Rick
in.
Perry.
I sent the checks in, dude.
That's not Scary Perry or Perry Caravaggio.
I don't know. How do we do this, then? We got $50. How do we do this?
You hand it over?
I'm asking Mole.
I don't
you
know.
Hand it over?
It's
you
easy.
Didn't do it, what you said you could
I
do.
Pulled it off!
No, you didn't.
I pulled it off!
In 90 seconds?
I fucking pulled it off!
No, Perry, in 90
you
seconds
these,
you didn't.
You
no, I don't want to eat anymore. I'm done.
All right, here's my confusion. You're bopping around.
You're
like...
a cheat!
I'm a cheat.
Really
what was
you're
the agreement? All right, tell me what the agreement was.
The agreement is if I finished them.
No,
and
how
I
much
would
time?
Pay.
How much time did I give you?
You gave me enough time.
How much time?
Enough time.
Well, Perry, I believe I said 90 seconds, didn't I?
Dude, I don't eat like you do.
Zingo.
All right, how much time did I give you?
What was it? 5 minutes?
90 seconds I gave you.
Okay. I finished.
No, you didn't finish.
I finished.
Over 4 minutes.
They're fucking gone.
They're gone now, but you didn't finish them in the time. That
it
you
is
said.
Like
they were in my mouth.
What? All right,
they were going down the drain.
All right,
they were going down the fucking drain.
Wait, hold on, let's get that clean.
That means you're stealing. You're robbing me.
Wait. What was it? What was the in your mouth?
All the candy corn and all that garbage, shit, sugary stuff that you guys were wanting to poison me with.
We wanted to poison you. Were you the one that said you wanted to do it?
I
Yes or no?
I didn't want to do it originally, but I was forced into it.
I bet Rock Ali could use that sample.
Hand over the cash. I did it.
I got it. You didn't do it.
Hand over the fucking cash.
You didn't do it.
I did do it.
Hold on. Get up. Sit down. If you knock the mic off.
I think, you know what? I think it's like that steakhouse where if you eat the whole steak.
Damn. What do I have to do to get my fucking pay right?
Stop. We're talking about
it. What the fuck do I got to do?
We're talking about it.
Son of a bitch.
We're just talking about it.
This is the last fucking show.
Oh, really?
May I say something, Scaremaster?
Oh, good. Then you get nothing.
May I say something?
Go right ahead, Mole.
You know what it's like when you go to that steakhouse in Texas, and they go, if you eat that whole giant steak, you get it for free?
That's yeah, the 44-ouncer.
Right.
Right, the loggerhead.
The 72-ouncer.
Right.
Up in Amarillo.
Exactly. So you just did that, and you get all that candy corn for free.
Right, exactly. There's no charge. There's none to share with us.
But there's still some candy corn right there.
I'm not eating it.
All right, what do you think? Should I give him the $50?
Please?
Just to eat that little pile?
Please?
What should I do, Mole?
Oh, you can give it to him. It's fine with me. But I think you should finish the candy corn.
I'm done.
No, here, take your fucking money, you little baby. Little fucking baby. All right, and anyway, that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Keep in mind, if you want to be part of the $10 shout out and the fun that you can have here on the Big Three podcast, send $10 cash, no checks, no money orders, nothing legal. Send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Remember, that's not on PayPal. That's not checks, money orders, pennies. $10 bill, send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. All right, so that
was... Scaremaster, that was amazing, dude.
It really was.
That was really impressive.
One thing that we should do...
is eat dinner.
Yeah, we have that from What the Hucks.
Yeah,
again, What the Huck. And people keep asking me, do you ever get this, Mole? People say, is this What the Huck? Is it a fake place? It's not a fake place. Hear this, people? This is real food. This is from What the Huck. Do you remember the number, Perry?
No.
Here, Mole, why don't you take this, open this, see what we got.
818 area code, 879.
No, it's not 323.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what it is, Perry?
No.
It's 323-654-7952.
7952.
What is the number?
323-654-7952.
You want to go double or nothing on something with that $50? Double or nothing. You could walk out of here with $100 or zero.
Double or nothing?
Yeah.
It all depends on what it's all about.
Okay. My toilet is not flushing very well. So, like, the urine won't go away. You drink a cup of water from the
fuck
toilet.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck
and
you.
And if you remember the phone number.
Fuck you.
And while you're drinking it.
Fuck you.
Repeat the number for What the Huck.
Fuck you.
Do you remember the number?
No.
323-654-7952.
Again, I'm not drinking your fucking toilet water.
Okay.
You
don't
can't
have
remember
to.
The number.
You could.
If I was to drink your fucking toilet water, that would be $10.5 million.
Whoa. For $50, you'll eat a half bag of candy corn, but then it jumps right up to $10.5 million for drinking toilet
water.
Yeah,
that's a big jump between a bunch of candy corn. And people, when you think about it, like how much candy corn and chemicals and fake wax and stuff you just consumed,
right?
Versus just some urine and water.
Right. Think about that.
What the
you're
damage
not going to get
being
sick.
Done your body really is. I mean,
you're not gonna
you
get,
will
you
not
put
get sick
some kind of
with a little
shot.
Bit of urine mixed in with water. But I'll bet you
oh,
don't
you
feel
won't.
Good later because you ate all the candy corn. I
yeah,
bet you that
I mean,
makes
your
you
pancreas
sick.
Has got to be going crazy.
And you guys just love to fucking.
Who did
you Why and him?
Do you say
what did I
us
do,
guys? Oh, by the way, so Perry. Now, Monday night, Halloween. Now, do you want to come with us? I think Carol's going to be there. You're going to come down with the Ding Dong Show down to Santa Monica Boulevard with us? Yes, Mary Jane.
I don't
Jane.
Know what the hell I'm going. What's going on in my life that night.
Since you're afraid of dressing up like Halloween because of your devil, why don't you dress like Scary Perry?
Well, yeah. He's got to wear some kind of outfit.
Be the baby guy.
Baby guy would be perfect. Do you want to do that with us?
Bring back the baby guy.
Monday night. It'll be fun.
Possible.
We'll come here. We'll meet, you know. You want to do that? Mole, you're invited too, but I bet you...
I don't celebrate the holidays because of being Javajo. I'm going to try to be Javajo.
But you celebrate Christmas, right?
Yeah.
You celebrate your birthday, right?
Sure do. Holiest day of the year. Moliest day of the year.
That's funny, Mole. That's really funny. Let's get serious for 1 second. We're not getting a lot of $10 shout-outs, just a couple, and it's very nice when we do. But what we need is we need advertising. We have one advertiser. Oh, yeah, because Bonehead over here needs money, and we need money to keep this thing going. But we do have one sponsor, and that's ASM Plumbing and Porn. It's your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's at 440-731-9338. But don't take my word for it. Let's hear what American hero, businessman, Terrifying Tim has to say.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh, 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 ooh! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you. Ooh, 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 ooh!
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Yeah, there you go. That's quite a company, and you could have been the spokesman for it. There's a job you blew.
Not interested in being a faggot.
Whoa. Pretty freaking heavy right there, Perry.
That's right.
Sounds negative the way you
say
it.
Well, because it's exactly the way I think. I'm not gay, I'm not a homosexual, I'm not a faggot.
What? Why are you so angry? I'll bet you that's a sugar rush that you're going through right now.
That is a major headache, too.
Okay, well, you know Christ. What? You get every break in the world, like... Do you see Mole getting 60
seconds? No, I don't see Mole eating half a bag of fucking sugar.
No.
Like I just ate.
Well, you just got paid for it.
Had to argue and bark and bitch and fight over it just to get $50.
Do you ever say anything nice, you fucking pile of shit?
Only when I have nice things happening to me, you pile of shit. Oh, oh, oh!
You are truly garbage, you know that?
I'm garbage because you feed me garbage. All that fucking sugar you fed me.
Yeah, but you also have What the Huck to look forward to. Mary Jane, how's the chicken satay?
Yeah, I can't wait till I eat some What the Huck.
Okay.
Wonderful. Absolutely excellent.
Would you like another? Can I fix you one?
Yes, please.
Keep in mind, that is a real place. If you like Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. As I was trying to say before, you know, nobody else here gets a chance to go on and just talk 60 seconds about whatever they do. Your manager got that for you.
I haven't...
Go!
Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scary. P as in Peter, E-R-R-Y. Skateboards is spelled S-K, the number 8, and boards, B-O-A-R-D-S. ScaryPerrySkateboards.com. There's 5 decks online to order. And
it's a napkin for you right
then
here.
I have, they're all made right here in the United States of America. That's Scary Perry Skateboards, all made out of 100% Canadian hard rock maple. And the t-shirts are also USA made t-shirts, 100% cotton. Some are 50 polyester, 50 cotton. So, again, Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperry8andboards.com. That's scaryperryskateboards.com.
Stop! There you
I
go.
I finished right That's before 60 you had... Seconds. Stop! Are you going to feed me, Mo?
Well, we're about done with the show. Why don't you wait till after the show, okay? We're just about done. And I think right now what we should do is some people call their favorite part of the show. As a matter of fact, some people feel that this is the not only the best thing we do on the show, but the most recognizable piece throughout the entire world. It's time once again for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Moplay.
Well, now, if you've never heard this show before and you don't know what Moplay is, I'll tell you in a second. But before we get to that, I believe Mole has something he has to say legally.
Moplay is in no way a division of Moplay, Moplay Board Game Division of Pedic Industries.
I don't know if what you said right there makes any sense at all, Mole.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if you've never heard this before, Moplay is an improv game that we do on this show. And this is where Mole will set up a scenario. He'll then cast the scene that we're going to do, and then he'll direct the scene. Now, Mole, what will we be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today, we're going way back in the past to the last Halloween that the Scare Master celebrated when he was still a little boy out trick-or-treating with Cookie Caramello. But he got separated from Cookie, and he was dressed up
Cookie.
In his little Peter Pan costume.
Let me say something to you,
Mole. Wait a second. He was walking around in his little Peter Pan costume, and he had lost sight of his papa, Cookie Caramello, when he walked up to the door of a darkened house for one last trick or treat, where old man McFeely Hands lived. Dan, you're going to play old man McFeely Hands, Scare Master.
Okay.
You're a five-year-old Scare Master who's come for one last trick.
Well, before you say that, when is the last time that you dressed up for Halloween? Do you remember?
I think he's right on the number.
At five?
Yeah. Five.
And
five,
what did you Peter go Pan. As?
Peter Pan. He told us about this.
I don't remember.
It was whatever. Peter Pan. You went out with your dad. You told us about this years ago.
Whatever.
Last time you went trick-or-treating, you dressed as Peter Pan.
Now, would Cookie Caramello go out and dress
Cookie
up, too?
Cookie is not my father's name.
Cookie would sometimes make little anchor-shaped cookies for the kids in the neighborhood.
Really?
But then then people wouldn't eat him because they weren't wrapped. And then he got into a couple of fist fights over it.
But does he dress up when he would take out little Perry?
He got into a fist fight with the neighbor across the street, and the two of them ended up in a heated embrace in the rain.
Wow. Anyway, okay, back to Mole Play.
Dan, you play the old man. Scare Master, you
play.
What
is his name again? McFeely?
Yeah, old Mr. McFeely. And Scare Master, you play a young Scare Master in your Peter Pan costume. And Mole Play.
Well, what do we have here today? Oh, can you fly, little boy? You're adorable, a young Peter Pan. Mother, come here and see what's at the door.
What's your name?
It's a young Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Come here. Come on in, young Peter Pan. Come in. Sit by me. Let's take a picture. Mother, would you take a picture of this?
Okay.
Come here, Peter Pan. I believe you can fly. Come here.
Scare Master sits on the couch next to Mr. McFeely.
My name is Mr. McFeely, but you can call me Anthony. Oh, you're such a strong little boy.
Hands off.
Mr. McFeely puts on some homemade VHS tapes.
Get your hands off of me.
Look at this. This one's scary. Mother, would you fast forward it to the good part?
She fast forwards it to the good part.
Okay, ready.
You're Cookie Caramello's little boy, aren't you?
Please, leave me alone.
You know, I know a little bit about Cookie. He was in the Navy, wasn't he?
He squeezes young Scare Master's nipples.
He was a cook, I believe.
Poisoned. Get your fucking hands off of my shit.
Okay, what is going on? He's not doing anything.
Well, get to the point where you blow the guy.
Okay. Lie down here. Just lie down. Everything's okay. Cookie said that it would be okay.
What the fuck are you guys trying to do?
Oh, you know what? I'm confusing stories. I get to the part where you give him a foot rub. Get to the part where you foot rape him.
I'm not rubbing nobody's
feet. Mr. McFeely has a very sore foot. Look at that. It's like a woman's foot. Where are you going, Perry?
I'm going back to where I belong.
And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
You guys love to poison me with that sugar shit.
No way.
Us guys, I would have eaten it if you wouldn't have. I would have taken the $50.
Yeah, right.
Didn't we do something before where I ate something, Perry didn't want to do it, and I did it? And I kept all the shout-outs?
That's true.
So I would have done it again. Don't say you guys did this. It's a challenge.
It's you guys.
You ate the rice the last time?
Yeah, I ate the whole fucking thing of rice. So I have done this in the past, and I would have done it again for $50. Stop complaining, you fucking weasel. And now we're doing what some people have called the worst thing we do on this show. They beg for us to get it off. It's time once again for the show's lowlight. It's Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Yeah, okay. Perry's Corner today is going to talk about quite a few things. First one is, we got him. He's fucking dead. And that's
Jim Croce?
Not Jim Croce.
Well, the south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. Help me out, Mo.
That was a good song.
And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown.
Now,
Leroy,
would you guys
he's
get
a gambler.
Back to my corner. Let's talk about the NBA this year.
Yeah, right?
Is there going to be an NBA this year, or are they just going to start twiddling their thumbs and gambling that the players want more money than the owners, and the owners don't deserve the amount of money that the players get?
Whoa. You've been reading the newspaper.
Exactly.
Reading it on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you've gone digital. Newspaper.
I've gone digital? I've been digital for, God, almost 10 years now.
Whoa. Whew. Really?
All right, now.
Not regular Steve
first,
Jobs over here.
Yeah, here you are writing notes on me going digital. So what do you guys think about the NBA? You think there's going to be an NBA for 2012?
Well, this is your corner.
Well, I'm just asking you
questions.
You
tell us.
Yeah, you're the guy talking about it, even though
it has nothing to do with you.
Go ahead.
My thoughts on the NBA is that there will be an NBA for 2011-2012. But these rich players ought to back off on wanting more money and let the owners take at least 50%, if not 55%.
That's your usual Republican attitude that you have there.
I'm not a Republican. I'm independent.
Well, that sounds like the thoughts of a Republican, putting these guys that have a very short career, let's use them as much as we possibly can.
I said 50%.
50%, yeah. And what ends up happening there?
They get residuals on their
retirement. They get residuals?
Well, the retirement.
You know about that? What do you know about that, Perry?
I think they're called religies, dudes.
Yeah, I remember some guy thought that he got residuals from Windy City Heat and then accused everybody of taking those when nobody made a dime on that.
Well, it wasn't even advertised correctly.
What wasn't?
Windy City Heat wasn't advertised correctly. It was advertised as a cult movie. It was advertised so low budget that none of us made any money on that movie.
Yeah, well, that's not my fault.
Yeah, it is.
It's my fault?
Yeah, you were the one that came up to me in 1992. I'm going to make you a star.
Did I do
1992.
It? 1992. Did I do it?
What is it, 10 fucking years later? I get a phone call from some guy named Don Barris when I had you on a restraining order that you weren't supposed to call me or associate with me. You called me up and you said, Thursday, 1 o'clock. I says, you're not supposed to call me, and I hung up. Then all of a sudden, I get a phone call 30 minutes later from Bobcat Goldthwait. Perry, it's Bobcat. Don't hang up on me. The money's in. We're making the movie. I'm like, woo-hoo! So, yeah.
So all we've done is brought you joy, and you treat us like shit.
All we've done is brought you joy. It took a decade.
And that was today's Perry's Corner.
It took a fucking decade.
But what about the NBA?
Movie.
It's Perry's Corner.
You're like a fucking judge.
Well, and what are you?
I'm the best attorney on the planet. That's what I am.
Think so?
You're like a judge that likes to just rip off the best counsel.
All right,
out there.
That's today's show. You know, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, don't forget, there's Don Barris on Facebook,
Perry F. Caravello,
and that's
K-A-R. C-A-R as in car, A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O. I have three Facebook accounts.
Walter Molininsky on Facebook, of course, our Windy City Heat on Facebook, and
plus
a very
Scary
close
Perry skateboards.
Shut up, and a very close friend of the show, an American hero. He really is. Tim Perpetic on Facebook.
President.
Don't forget my Ding Dong Show. I'm also on Twitter. It's Simply Don One.
You are right.
Follow me. How come you're not on Twitter?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, you should get on it.
I thought it was a thing when you take too much HN and you start shaking.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's today's show. Put it there, guys. Big three! All right. Okay, hey, don't forget, come by the Comedy Store every night. Check me out late night. Perry, you got anything going that you want to say?
I've got no shows that I'm doing, but...
Maybe if you play your cards right, I'll let you perform at the Comedy Store again.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything you want to say, Mole?
You know what? I think what would be really nice to do for Halloween is give this Thai food to that hungry guy outside.
That's a great idea.
The hungry guy outside. The hungry guy is sitting right here.
Right outside the studio, that homeless
guy. He's sitting right out here.
That's an excellent idea. And you know what, Mole? That's putting us in the Christmas spirit. Thank you, Mole. Mary Jane, is that fair with you?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mary Jane, for being here all the time.
Mary Jane's awesome.
Definitely.
Promo? We getting a promo?
So low.